Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome founder and leader of the Islamic Institute of America in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, Imam Al-Hassan Qazwini.
My friend, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah and peace be with you. The question that we need to ask ourselves today is, in November, coming November, who do we need to send to the White House? Who do we need to see occupying the White House? Do we need to send someone who cares only about the lobbyists and interest groups, or someone who would care about the American people? Do we need to keep someone who is a hate monger, someone who is a divisive figure like Donald Trump, or we need to send someone who treats all other Americans as brothers and sisters and not as foes? This is the question we need to ask ourselves. I believe we need to send someone who cares about all Americans, and he treats them equally. Someone who cares about family members, about our students. Someone who cares about every single citizen in this country. We need someone who does not promote anti-Semitism in this country. Someone who does not promote Islamophobia in this country. Someone who does not promote white supremacy in this country, someone like Bernie Sanders, who loves all and who supports all. So my friend, we need to send someone to the White House so he can clean it from the coronavirus called Trump. We need someone to go to the White House and make sure that the American president works for all Americans and not only for certain group. Someone who does not single out Muslims by imposing travel ban on them. Someone who treats us all equal, and someone who would bring us all together as Americans. Jews, Muslims, or Christians, we all form one nation. We need someone who treats us as a father, someone who unites Americans and not divide them, and that is Senator Bernie Sanders. I always have my suspicions about politicians. You have heard the expression that says politicians are like a human sperm. One out of each one human sperm becomes a human being. One out of each 1 million politician become a human being. But Bernie Sanders is not a politician. I attest to that. He is a man of honor. He is a man of a principle. And he proved that. My dear fellow Americans, remember in 2000, we were deceived by George Bush, who came to us and he told us, I care about you Arab Americans. I care about Muslims. I will fight racial profiling. But we were stung. We will not repeat that mistake anymore. We will vote for someone who will stick to his principles, and he will promote unity and brotherhood among Americans, and who will not discriminate against any minority. And I believe that is Senator Bernie Sanders. إخوتي وأخواتي، هذه فرصتنا لانتخاب رئيس منصف في الولايات المتحدة. هذه فرصتنا لانتخاب رئيس عادل وشجاع للولايات المتحدة. لأول مرة نجد هناك من يدافع عن حقوقنا كمسلمين وكعرب دون أي تمييز مع بقية الفئات الإثنية في هذه البلاد. ولذلك أنا أشجعكم أن تذهبوا وتصوتوا لهذا الرجل الشجاع النبيل بيرني ساندرز لأنه يمثل القيم التي نؤمن بها جميعا. I would like to say one more thing, my dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that when you cast your vote, you are casting your vote consciously. And to make sure that the person you are choosing on Tuesday will represent our communities all without any discrimination against any particular minority or a group. Thank you so much. God bless you.